We're going to hear from a number of BBC journalists who have been getting together today at a BBC event to talk about the challenges of broadcasting and being a journalist in environments such as war zones or places affected by natural disasters. Outside Sources' Valerie Sanderson has been along to see what's been happening.
I'm just a few hundred yards away from where Outside Sources broadcasting here in the Radio Theatre New Broadcasting House, where scores of journalists have gathered to share their experiences of working in traumatic environments, in war zones and natural disasters like typhoons and earthquakes, and to find ways of coping with what they've seen. Well, with me is BBC producer Stuart Hughes and Professor Neil Greenberg, who's a specialist in managing psychological trauma. Stuart, tell us what happened to you, every journalist's nightmare.
I was working in northern Iraq in 2003 during the last Iraq war. I was about 31 years old, a young journalist, and on a very normal working day, my life was changed forever because I stepped on an anti-personnel landmine hidden beneath the ground. That landmine blew off my right foot. I was seriously injured, obviously, in that event. My leg had to be amputated below the knee when I got back to the UK. And I also saw a colleague and friend of mine, Kaveh Golestan, one of the BBC's cameramen, killed in the same incident. He stepped on one landmine and fell onto a second and was killed instantly.
And how did the psychological side manifest itself?
It was a few years later when life, if you like, gets back to normal. The attention fades from what's happened. People move on. That I'm still faced with the physical consequences of what happened to me, and it's then when things started getting back to normal that I started suffering some of the psychological symptoms, depression, insomnia and so on, and that's when I had to sort of reach out and seek help for the psychological side of what happened to me.
Professor, is that a kind of typical experience? I mean, how can journalists protect themselves?
Many people who go through trauma actually come out of it and do okay in the longer term, but inevitably a small group of people will develop some difficulties, and it's not about how tough you are or about what's going on. It's very much something that is just an inevitable consequence of dealing with traumatic experiences. Really, to stay safe, there's probably sort of three main areas to think about. Preparing yourself well before you go, so knowing what you're getting yourself into, make sure that your social network's good so you've got people to talk to, and ideally have a little bit of training about what psychological trauma is, just so you really are in the know. When you're out doing something challenging, is not to take too many risks. Obviously, if you can reduce the exposure, that's got to be a good thing. But also make sure that you spend plenty of time informally chatting with people out there about your experiences, because that helps you unburden yourself of what's going on. And then when you come back, just like you heard Stuart say, at first, many people sort of get back to normal, but you've got to keep an eye on what happens to you. And if you start to not function well, or if people around you start saying that you're different or changed, that's the time to come and get some professional help.
Professor Greenberg, Stuart Hughes, thank you both.